One of the problems in Rwanda that I found was when I was there, I was ministering in Kigali in the church of Stephen Gakumba. Gakumba? And he was a Ugandan who came in after the genocide between the Hutus and the Tutsis, and where the Hutus were wiping out the Tutsis until the Tutsis finally got enough armament and came in and took their own back out of the Hutus. And he said a fella came to him one day, and this was a serious problem, because in Rwanda priests had participated in the massacres. An example of that, I visited a church like that, but there are examples like that where the priest has said, if the Hutus do an uprising and it looks like you're in danger, then come into the church. You'll be safe in the church. So in this one church, 500 people comes into the church. The priest then steps outside and locks the door so they can't get out of the church. Then the Hutus turn up and throw grenades in through the windows, which are just, you know, metal grill windows. They're not window framed, and they don't have prison bars on them or anything like that. They're just a bit of a metal grill like that. So they throw hand grenades inside in the windows, and then after the smoke clears and most of the people appear to be dead, they then open up the door and they go in with their machetes and finish off the people. And I talked with the only survivor in a group of 499 who were massacred in that way. And there was another one where over 1,000 were brought inside this one big Catholic church. And once they were locked inside, the Hutus then brought bulldozers and bulldozed the church in on them. And so they were killed by the weight of the bricks and the roof coming down. So you can imagine being, now that the Tutsis have come in and with a bit of armament have taken authority back, because arguably the Tutsis are more prone for business and running government and stuff like that. So they worked out a solution and they came back in, and a lot of forces came in from Tanzania and from Uganda and took it back. And then comes this problem now where people who have got no faith whatsoever, because their families have been completely wiped out, and I lived with families like that, and I went out and saw graves where and entire villages had been put upside down, head first, in long toilet wells, and then a big concrete stone put over the top, and then they're just left to rot, and, you know, starve, suffocate, and rot. And 10 years later, they pulled the bones out and cleaned the bones and did a ceremony. And I was there when that was happening, and with a family whose parents were pulled out like that. So you've got this absolute atrocious stuff going on, and people's faith is so flat that speaking to them, praying to them, doing anything with them cannot inflate it. And you don't, you know, over here everybody's got they're so full of something that, you know, they've got stuff inside them that lets them argue about all sorts of stuff. Over there, they don't care. You know, you're going to hell, I don't care. God's great, I don't care. This is God's world, I don't care. In the beginning, you know, like God had a plan for Jesus to come and save you, I don't care. It's nowhere for that seed to land and take root, because the faith has been utterly crushed, and especially crushed by priests, men of God, women of God, being involved in the actual massacre of their parents. Horrendous. Anyway, this priest said to me, this is the major problem, that coming in here to help resurrect the spirituality of this nation. I've had many people come to me, and I'll give an example. A guy came, in fact, it was the guy that we were staying with, whose family had been absolutely wiped out. He told me later on. And he said, this guy came to me and said, why should I come to your church? And I said, don't come for me. Don't come for anybody else in the church. I ask you only stick around 3 months and let the Holy Spirit touch you. And if the Holy Spirit can change your faith, then stick around. And if in 3 months the Holy Spirit can't do that or hasn't done that, then fine, go your way. But all I ask you is come and stick around for 3 months. And he said after about 2 months, he said, I could see this guy's faith now starting to inflate. And I ministered in Rwanda, helping people's faith to inflate. and his wisdom was really important and really powerful. So that's the significance of, you need a real man of God, not just someone shouting doctrine at you, not someone just putting on their priestly robe. That is insufficient. And being a spiritual bureaucrat is insufficient.